"We are blood of his blood," Kahala said. "Here we wait."
Kotho stepped close to Miramar's door.
"Know this, wife of the Lamb God. Harm the Karl, and you suffer the same."
He drew his skinning knife and showed her the blade. "She will do no harm." Denny felt she could trust this old, plain-faced woman with her flat nose. She had saved her from the hard hands of the rapers, after all.
"If you must stay, then help," Mira told the Blood Riders. "The Great Raider is too strong for me. Hold him still while I draw the arrow from his flesh."
She let the rags of her gown fall to her waist as she opened a carved chest and busied herself with bottles and boxes, knives and needles. When she was ready, she broke off the barbed arrowhead and pulled out the shaft, chanting in the sing-song tongue of the Nazarene. She heated a flagon of wine to boiling on the brazier and poured it over his wounds. Khal Drogo cursed her, but he did not move. She bound the arrow wound with a plaster of wet leaves and turned to the gash on his breast, smearing it with a pale green paste before she pulled the flap of the skin back in place.